It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
There's always more to the story. I'm in Isaiah's wife.
Well, listen, good morning.
Good morning.
And
good
morning. I'm not sure if today is the right day because there were several times this week that I said, oh, I want to be there. I need to call in.
Hey, look, Jay, look at it this way. We're not like most places where we don't want you to come on your day off. You can come here on your day off.
Yeah, you can come here on your day off.
Okay, well, listen, thank you, because I think there's some times when if you're going to talk, you got to make sure you can walk your talk. Mm. Now, I certainly understand what we were talking about when we were talking about the Billboard Awards. However, do we really need to compare Silk Sonic and Confunction? There's a gap of 40 years. And most people who are listening to Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they haven't even heard of Confunction. Different times, different place, different context of love songs.
Ooh.
From the 80s,
yeah,
to now where we are. So
wow.
There is no comparison. However, there probably are some other acts at the Billboard Music Awards that we should have talked about, but that's a whole nother story. There's more to the story.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of talking trash going on.
Uh-oh.
Now, who is Patrick Beverly? Are we talking about him? Because the past president who lost to Joe Biden created a whole social political culture of trash talk.
Mm.
Patrick Beverly is an extraordinary defensive player who made some incredible defensive plays. But real trash talk is trash talk when you can accomplish something.
Mm.
It's okay to critique, but you have to make sure you can construct the reality that you're talking about.
Mm.
When we talk about trash talking, there's only power when you can be accompanied by performance.
Ooh.
Ask Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, now his trash talking was often accompanied by performance until he got in the ring with Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
One of the greatest trash talkers of all time that we all know well, UNC Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
His trash talking was entertainment. And he delivered on the performance. I mean, but Michael sometimes took it too far. He called Muggsy Bogues a midget in one game, and then he stepped back and said, okay, I'm going to let you shoot. Now, that's going too far. But tonight, we're going to watch Draymond Green.
Yeah.
We're going to watch probably one of the smoothest trash talkers of all time, which is Stephen Curry. I mean, he does his on the sly. And yet, none of these players and people can match probably the man who really invented trash talking to a whole nother level, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, in his lead-up fight with George Foreman, he said it this way: I wrestled with alligators, I've tussled with a whale, I've done handcuffed lightning, and thrown thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. Just last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, and hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
What? Come on. Come on.
There are times when maybe we need to rethink trash talking. Maybe we need to have a cleanup conversation.
Mm.
I am so thankful, Sports Shop, that you all remembered with names the victims of the White Supremacist Terrorist Act by an 18-year-old who plotted to kill black people in Buffalo, New York.
Mm.
Born during a time in America that was supposed to be post-racial, 18 years old. And here is someone who was not from the hills of Georgia or West Virginia, but from the north of Buffalo.
Mm.
We need a clean-up conversation. Yes, when I listen to the rhetoric of the politicians, I hope someone in this primary election voted because we need a clean-up conversation. So on this hump day, if we're going to talk trash, let's make sure we can walk our talk. But for some of us, we need to stop the trash talking, and we need to have a clean-up conversation. Maybe you and I can't clean something up, though, because you got to be willing to tell the truth. No, trash should not be left in the space. We need to have conversations that says we're going to tell the truth. No more racist-motivated mass shooting. a conversation that tells the truth. Maybe we need to start teaching our kids the truth of humanizing stories rather than the fantasy that America was founded by heroes rather than humans who wrongly used their power to enslave and displace indigenous people. We need to have some people who start having clean up conversations. And on this hump day, let's make sure no trash talk. Let's clean up because there's always more to the story. Mm.
You come to work any day you want.
Hey, man, you come to work on weekends you want to, brother.
I'm cool with it.
Need to have a clean-up conversation, K-Mac.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
Brother White, man, thank you. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you. Thank all right, bro. Thank you very much. All right, y'all take care.
Man, you know what? I think one day we're going to look back and say, man, I don't think we realize what we had, bro, or what we have.
No.
Seriously, though.
No, I'm gonna know. I'm gonna know. Because I know now.
I know. Right? And we live it, right?
I mean, I know
that
now.
That dude, he brings it every day. Anyway.
Exactly. Yep. Virgin Cigars of Raleigh has the top cigars from around the world for you to smell, hold, and taste before taking them home. Receive a free gift with your first purchase. Stop in across from CarMax on Glenwood Avenue and online at virgincigarsnc.com. And be sure to ask about their private lounge. When you smoke, smoke the best with cigars from Virgin Cigars.
Absolutely, man. They coming out with a whole lot of entertainment things going on. They got a karaoke night going on June 3rd, I think. Right? And they have a karaoke night over there. I'm working on my five songs I'm going to sing that night.
Okay.
I'll just put it down.
You've got five songs?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And did you know this, though? When I moved up here, I was single at the time. I'm single now, but I was single at the time. And the first thing I bought was a piano.
Matt,
did you know this? And and the second thing I bought was a bed. But I bought a piano because dating, you go out, whatever. So I had a list of 11 songs that I used to play when I invited my guest over.
Right.
I've never made it to the 11th song.
Hey, at least where did you make it?
I think the farthest I got was 5.
Okay. Hey, that's enough. That's a whole handful. That's okay. That's enough to kill some time.
I'm back.
You know what? You know what? It is up there. You try to get me in trouble because you know how my mind.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Anyway.
Let me stop. Because I just want to know if you got to play 12.
No, I'm just saying. No, sometimes.
If you ever had
you just wanted
12,
to rotate them.
You're right. I want to rotate, but yeah. I put 12 on there because sometimes, sometimes days are good. Sometimes you got to work it hard. So right. I put 12 up there.
You never know. You just want to be prepared.
Don't be prepared. Yeah. No, sometimes you got to go overtime.
Maybe they just. They just want to get out of the business.
Hey, it is what it is.
Hey, I'm just saying. Trust me. That's a true story, by the way.
And it's saying, if we do something else, will you stop playing?
Anyway. Oh, man, that's true. I'll do my
will
brain.
You stop playing the piano if I do it? Good. Let's do that.
My brain just goes that way. That was stupid. But anyway, that's true. But anyway. Hey, let's flip it real quick, Mac. You know, we got a big PJ championship.
Yay.
Coming up starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make the cut this year.
Well, actually, one guy who won last year, they call it when you win.
You got a spot for me?
They call it the defending champion.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
Who?
Phil Mickelson. They call it Little Lefty, right?
My man.
And
he hit on top of anybody. He hit on 10.
I know. He put out that drive and hit the AT&T hospitality.
All over the tip.
People ducking.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, apparently he won't have an opportunity to do it this week because he's not even showing up for the PGA Championship. That's a lot of things swirling around about this guy. Even some of his colleagues, like Rory and even Tiger, they were like, because Phil's guy came out and said some crazy stuff about Saudi Arabia and Dubai and all that. And some of the players were like, no, we ain't rolling with that guy on that topic. So that's a lot of controversy coming out about him. Then on top of that, that's an unauthorized biography.
A who?
Unauthorized biography. Now, when it's unauthorized, That ain't good.
let me break it down for you.
What's that?
When it's unauthorized, somebody snitching. That's what's going on.
That's it. There it is.
That's what's going on. Unauthorized means somebody telling something they shouldn't be telling. That's what that is now. That's not rumor. That's not innuendo.
Yeah.
That's not any of that. That's well, in 98, when I was with Phil Mickelson.
Wow.
And I hear the receipts. Like,
right.
First of all, who keeps the receipts? But anyway.
Just for that.
Just so they can say that.
Mm-hmm.
I overheard him say, well, yeah, if we do this, we could trade all of that and, you know, make a lot of money on the stock.
See, that's another thing. By the way, it also came out that he was up to $40 million in debt, in gambling debt.
Oof.
Real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $40 million.
I didn't know he played like that.
So, with all this, in the background, I guess he opted out not to come to the PGA Championship in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because I guess he didn't want to deal with all the rumors that are floating around, all of the words that are floating around about him.
Now, you know too, Vicky. Now, y'all know.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Sometimes you don't go to the dinner party because you say, who there?
Right. Right.
Who going to be here? And you decide. I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go with them.
No.
So this, come on, Reese, you know what this is?
Yeah.
Owe somebody $40 million? You damn right you're going to go in the house.
Well, I'm real busy that day.
Yeah. I'm not sure you owe $40 million. At one point, it was.
In that debt?
Yeah, but.
That means you owe somebody, right?
He had got up to that much. I'm not sure he still owed him that much, but.
You think he paid him off?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I have no idea.
You think he paid him off?
No.
Somebody didn't get their money. I'm sure, between that and having to answer some other questions, Phil's probably saying, nah, you know what?
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
It's a little different. It's $40 million is the number, but he said that the government forensic audit, that ain't good either.
It's not a good word. Nope.
Forensic mean that they can go past all this computer stuff. They get down to the real stuff.
Deep.
It said, showed that Mickelson lost $40 million gambling between 2010 and 2014. $40 million he lost.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
That's $10 million.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money. What was he betting on?
Right.
I mean, you gotta do a whole lot to get up to $40
million. At some point, you got to be like, I should probably stop.
I mean, I don't think that North Carolina lottery, I mean, you're...
Right, it doesn't even get that high sometimes.
A lottery, no. I mean, you're local. Think about it.
I smell a rat.
You think so bad?
I smell a rat. His accountant, first of all, for them to say that we need a forensic accountant, that means they after you.
It's serious.
Yeah, they after you.
Anything forensic, if that's a leading word on anything, oh, you're in trouble.
Look, if it's forensic, it has something to do with your body, you in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
And it has anything to do with your money, you're in trouble.
Forensic audit.
Those two words together, that's not a good day for you.
Nope.
Yeah.
Good look, bad look, bad look.
Bad look. So, now, Phil's going through... I'll tell you what it is off air because I don't want to put him out there. But, yeah, if they doing all of this, yeah.
Something's up.
First of all, he should have gotten a new accountant the first time it went bad.
Well,
When they had the SEC after him, The Securities Exchange Commission for that trade. That went bad. That he, inside of trading, that he really was doing it, but he got away.
Well, he should have. I would have rolled the dice and I'm down 40 million.
It's like an episode of Billions.
Oh, it's definitely up there. It's close.
It's like an episode of Billions.
It really is. But, man, those are crazy numbers. 40 million in 4 years?
I know. I just want to see 40 million.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd never bet it, but I just want to see it.
What happened? They had right stuff on, move stuff around. They said, what can we do?
How much money was he
making? Oh, I know. Let's say we lost it all gambling.
How much money was he making?
Well, he has made a couple hundred million easily. Every other year.
Okay.
He makes it.
So 40 million.
He makes 100 million.
40 million 4 years, not a big deal. That's a big deal, but not a deal. Okay.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.